I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Like fighting to eat.
Yeah, I've seen people beefing their children about, oh, they don't eat much.
Thanks.
I'm like, oh, why is it that you lot are feeding, like, oh, they don't eat? And I'm thinking, boy.
You know what I do now?
They must save so
when
much
they don't want to eat.
For real.
You know what I do now when they don't want to eat? I just say, okay, don't eat then.
No.
And then I wait for that. And then I just put their plate somewhere. And then when they get hungry, they just go and get their plate. I'm like, I'm not beating you, I'm tired.
I'm not even just that, but you can't ever come and chat to me now when it's bedtime. Talk about, oh, but I didn't finish my dinner.
That's not my view.
Kitchen's closed, babe. Kitchen's closed.
You gotta wait for
Have
breakfast.
Have it tomorrow. And the thing is, I'll be like, okay, you're not even hungry. You're just bored. Go to sleep.
They literally just want to take their sweet Mommy. Time to sleep.
Mommy,
we know, we've been knowing.
Honestly.
Anyway, guys, what do we even say? It's been so long.
It's the Eid episode with a special guest. Oh, can you guess from that voice?
The camera probably went to her.
I know, but I'm talking about the audio, girls. I'm just saying, can you guess from the voice? You know what I mean?
We've got Amina Roche in the studio.
Yes, period.
Oh my God.
We're here now. Long overdue.
Guys, how many times has this episode been cancelled or something's happened? Or we have something. To do something?
Listen, nah. But 2024, they said, bring them together.
Bring them together.
Let's get it. Let's go.
It was written. It was like the same thing you wrote on your post today.
Wait, what did she write on my post?
She wrote on her post. It was like, I don't know if it was a TikTok or a story, but you wrote, it was like a one-liner about if something wasn't meant for you, something like that.
Listen, what you and that? My little sloppy stuff.
No, oh, bro, I'm sorry. We're analysing
your Amina. Anything I see on TikTok is meant for me, innit?
It's, like, it's me. It's about me.
It's about me. It came to me at the right time. No. What was the lie? Go on, tell us.
No, but basically, just let's just like elaborate on the line. If anything is for you, like it's for you, like nothing that you miss. Anything that you miss, sorry, yes. it's just not for you. That's
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
Like, it was never going to be for you, period.
Exactly.
So look, we tried to do this before, many times.
So many times.
And it was always something that was just...
There was a block.
Blocking it.
There was a
every
block.
Single time.
Isn't that mad?
And sometimes it's parenthood. Sometimes it's just time. It's you guys were away on a trip, I think, at one point.
Yeah.
And then it was just clash.
I know.
But look, ponder something now. We here.
Look, ponder something.
Listen.
My favourite thing is when you just break into...
Do you know what? Sometimes the Caribbean is in me.
Listen, where are you from? Are you Trini?
Yeah, so my dad's side is Trinidad and my mum's side is Barbados and Antigua.
Oh, listen, all my favourite people from Trini.
Yeah.
Always besties, innit? I'm just saying.
Every time.
Oh my God, I love that for you. Listen, let's start. First thing I'm going to talk about, because it's Ramadan has just ended, guys, we're all in a very... And I hope we're all steadfast, because honestly, the way I'm feeling... I'm a born again Muslim, guys. I've been saying this. I am trying to be God conscious
Trust
this year
them.
And I'm going to take it there. So what my main question to you is, like, what are some of the things, because I know, like, when you talk about tahajjud online, when you talk about the du'as that you make, being steadfast, like, what are some of the things that you're doing to, like, keep consistent after Ramadan?
Do you know what?
Give the girlies some gems.
Do you know what it is? When you get on that Ramadan vibe anyway, because I feel like it comes at the perfect time.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, the year's come is coming to that moment where we're like, oh, I just need a bit of... locking up of the shaitan because it's getting to me, yeah? Right. So when that happens and then like you get in your zone, so you're in that 4 week, like spiritual. You're really involved, you're deep, you're stuck in, you're doing the extra salah anyway.
Yeah.
Like, and everyone's doing it as well, so you feel like, what? Like, my goodness, it's radical. Like, everyone's on it at the same time, so that's automatic motivation.
Yeah.
So for me personally, I feel like you do build yourself up on such a high anyway that by the time Ramadan's done, you've still got something going on.
Yeah.
So I just try to grip onto that with both hands. When I tell you, the grippage is gripping. Like, all of the safety pins, all your little hijab pins is in that. Everything needs to be gripped on and just hold on to your feeling. I feel like everything is based off feeling.
Yeah.
You know that you feel so much better. You feel so connected when you're doing the extra prayers.
Iman's high.
Yo, keep up the extra prayers. Don't lack now. It's not time to lack. It's time to really kind of like get yourself into some healthy habits.
Yeah.
But also keep it realistic. In Ramadan, I feel like a lot of us stop our lives in a way, which is always good though.
Everything slows down.
Everything. I'm like, and I feel like because the masses are involved, it's like the force. Do you get it? About with everyone doing it, just kind of like, it just does what it needs to do.
It's like a community
feel. The whole vibe, I feel like in Ramadan, you can tell who's stirred the coffee and it's still stirring. Like, you know that one, innit? Where it's like, yo, if you're still doing things in Ramadan, it's all you, hun.
Yeah.
It's not the shade. That.
Let's not drop that. I feel attacked.
God, no.
I feel triggered.
Not the trigger. No, so, yeah, honestly, man. But you just have to just hold on to it and just keep on going. Kind of just form healthy habits. That's what I'm on.
Do you know what you were saying about how everything becomes really slowed down during Ramadan?
Yes.
Everyone's in the spiritual vibe. There's taqwa. There's all of that. And then coming out of Ramadan, it's like you're back to your normal routine and everything's like go, go, go.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think like the girls, what do you think are some good things that the girls can do to maintain like their routine alongside their other routine?
Because when you start, basically, when you start adding back on your regular routine back into your life,
yeah,
I feel like we need to continue with what's our priority.
Mm.
So where we prioritize extra prayer or just like reading, it could be that we decided to leave off the extra, do you know what I mean, non-fictional, fiction, mm-hmm, whatever mm-hmm, books, mm-hmm, and we started to maybe read more Quran during Ramadan. It could be that.
Yeah.
Yo, you don't have to be reading 10 pages a day, but let's stick to, right, I'm going to promise to myself that I'm going to do a page a day.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you got yourself to a point where you were so conscious about what really matters in this dunya.
Exactly.
So now you're going back to, you get me?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? Hey, yes!
And also, it's like you've got that added, like, pressure.
The pressure of life.
Life, and Shaitan's back out here.
He's free again.
Free.
But let me just say one thing, guys, yeah.
As hell.
It's something that I learned the other day, and I was like, and I think this is what I used to struggle with before, but it's like the small, consistent things that you do,
mm-hmm,
like what Amina was saying, like, if you carry on that, that two sunnahs that you do, or that one page of Quran, that consistent act is something that Allah loves more than anything.
Yeah.
So I just, in mind, this Ramadan, after Ramadan, I feel like the only way that I'm going to carry on that consistent, I have to hold myself bloody accountable.
Accountable.
You can't be missing prayers, girlies.
Oh, but you know what? Can I just say, I know I don't want to get deep, yeah, but
no, we got
the
us.
Reason we got why to. You was able to even experience this Ramadan.
Oh no, don't.
No, but like, when you believe it, like,
let's talk about that, because I was feeling this. Go on.
When the reason why you was able to experience this Ramadan is because Allah allowed you to.
Oh.
So are you, think about it. Everybody knows someone that didn't make it.
Yeah.
Or there was a Ramadan that was their last, right? Yeah. And we hear stories all the time, even if you don't know someone personally, because everyone's online. Some, like, you lot that are watching this, listening to this, and, like, you're online right now. You're connected to the internet or data, right?
Yeah.
Everyone knows or have heard of someone who didn't make it to see Ramadan, or didn't even just experience, or was excited for it, and that was it. So the fact that we was able to experience, we was able to see it come and see it leave, like, is beauty in itself. But you have to ask yourself, like, why? Why was we allowed that?
Why?
Because Allah allowed you to. Right, it was written for us, but Allah gave you permission to experience it. So who are we now to start neglecting him?
Mad.
Do you get it?
Mad.
Bro, that keeps me going, I'm telling you.
Like, wake up, literally.
Listen, I know, listen, all of us, everyone will fall short in this world, period. Do you get it? Like, no one's perfect. I'm coming my little full face, beat, contour, all of that.
Yeah.
But
we're getting there,
When you get, trying our best,
exactly.
Okay?
You know, one step at a time.
One step at a time, but it's all about just forming that habit, and that's it.
Yeah.
Whether it be that you're going to be a lot more conscious in how you move, how you act, how your speech, all of these things are changes. And if you've implemented that in Ramadan, because everyone's more conscious, like language, or let me try and pattern it. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
It's all an act of worship.
That's it. So now, like, smiling more, being a bit more conscious of like how you speak to your neighbours. You might not even like your neighbours. I never used to like my neighbours. I never used to like that. The parking beef was on. Hey, the parking beef. The parking at the front. They was on a hype. But you see, we would still go drop food.
Oh, do you know what? Someone was saying that to me recently. They were like, one way. So I think it was my Uber driver, actually.
What, the Uber?
The Uber driver. We were just chatting and he was like, one way that I try and, because he doesn't like giving advice to people because sometimes it comes across as a bit like, yeah, he was like, I wanted to give advice in a way that was slightly different in that I would show
by actions, isn't it?
So yeah. It was like, when it's Ramadan, we'll bring food. When it's Eid, we'll bring like presents to our neighbours, like the little kids and stuff. That. So that's, I was like, so oh my God. And then they'll start asking questions about Islam. Oh, why are you dressed like this? And then it opens.
No, but it's true because so the way you move is dawah in itself. Yeah. Like, that is, your driver, he bust you with gems.
I know.
That is fact. The way you move is dawah itself. There's been many people that, Allahumma barik, have messaged me and I've said, just because you, just Caribbean, there might be a Caribbean girl that's wanting to take her shahada, and then she'll just decide, yeah, I'm going to do it. Because they just feel like inspired maybe by just how I move online. Yeah. Not that I don't preach deen. Yeah. I don't do that.
Subconsciously you do that. Yeah.
I don't even realise it.
I just pull up as me. I'm just like, y'all, let's do this.
Yeah, no, I think it's basically in some of the things that you say, obviously you relate things back to Dean. When you're doing like story times or if it's like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's always little nuggets in there. So I'm not surprised that the girlies are interested in Islam because of the videos that you post.
But also it's like the way that you do it. It's not blatant. She's like, I don't like that. I think it's your lifestyle.
Yeah,
maybe. I just taught the things them.
Islam is our lifestyle. What can we
do? It's just part of the way I live. So really and truly, I guess there's always going to be some type of like Islamic inspo in what I do and how I move. And
even the stories with Tahajjud. Listen, girl, Tahajjud last year.
Oh my God. I mean, last year, you went through
it. Do you know what? Yo, it was really a tick.
Oh no, you went through it.
And your du'as came true.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. I feel like, I don't know, is this a thing? Can you like be practicing or whatever and then feel like, nah, I wasn't actually practicing because I'm practicing now?
Yeah.
No, you can.
Because there's been things that have happened in life where I'm like, you know when you think you're a believer, but then something else happens and you're like, no, I must not have been a believer now because the way I'm believing now is hitting different. I'm not going to lie.
But maybe
I think it's the test though.
Is it the test? Or either you've just evolved or gotten like more, I don't know, more, how do you even say it? More.
You know what I mean?
I feel like the Iman grew.
Yeah, there we go.
The Iman grew. Not the believer, rah.
But I think you've just evolved like a Pokemon. Evolved from one Pokemon to the next.
Maybe that is, you know?
You know what it is, though? I think, you know, one of the funniest things that I read the other day was, like, understanding Allah's test or Allah's punishment. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it explains a little bit what you just said there. Like, I'm not saying you got punished or anything. But I'm saying if you got punished, but what they said was, if you're going through a travesty or something really mad is happening in your life, and then like you turn away from Allah, that's a punishment. But if it's like you're going through some madness and you turn towards Allah, that's a test.
Which is crazy because most of the time when we go through some type of hardship, we're ready to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Like when you deep it, which is it's scary when you actually deep it. But that's normal though. That is normal to kind of have that as a reaction, I guess. Yeah. But we have to, that's why it's important who we keep around us as well. To pattern us and put us back in our place and to kind of remind us that like, yo,
you gotta wake up.
Why are you running?
Send me the essay.
Run right back.
Doing your Tahajjud.
Do you know what I mean?
No, for true. No, I'm not going to lie. Tahajjud is like the blueprint of life. I'll be so real. It's the blueprint.
Don't tell us what came.
Don't tell us what you told these lot, yeah? Tell us the real tea.
We want to know the real tea without you spilling any.
Yeah, without telling you guys like the deets of like what I made Tahajjud for. But okay, so I was reading up on Tahajjud anyway, just because I was like, you know, sometimes you're at that point where you don't want to always ask or seek when it's hardship. Yeah. But you want to be thankful and you want to be just like on a normal thing where there's nothing necessarily strenuous going on.
Yeah.
But like you want to show gratitude. You want to do that extra. So I remember there was a time when I feel like I was going through a bit of a low patch, just in the sense of just feeling really like my iman is on a rocky boat right now. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Then just with life, I feel like you get so caught up in your affairs and like, oh, I've got this to do and that, and nothing was, I wasn't prioritizing just like take time to read or like learn some more surahs and all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm doing everything other than what I need to do. That kind of, like, you know, like when it comes to feeding your heart.
Yeah.
I'm feeding my brain and all that kind of stuff with all the everything else that's going on. But, like, I'm not feeding my heart, my soul. My soul's itching for something.
The nefs want something.
Yeah.
But were you, like, feeling like you couldn't turn to Allah because you thought maybe I'm not... Like, I don't want to turn to him when I'm in the worst state possible.
Nah, not even. I'm not even that person. Yeah, I'm more of the person of, like, just everything, like, you know when you got a list, so I might write a list every day and I've got so many things on my list and I don't get the things off my list. So therefore now that stuff gets added on to tomorrow's list, right? Yeah. So now you've just done a whole week of just dunya.
So you're prioritizing your dinner.
Prioritizing foolishness, and like my heart is itching for more. But one thing I was lacking on at some points was just praying on time.
Yeah.
And like even in school, that's why another reason why I had to get rid of that job. Do you get it? Because would you mean I need to cover a lesson at lunchtime?
Because
they've done a split lunch thing. Yeah. And now I'm like, oh, I need to pray. And then I'm like, oh, I mean, we need to come.
It's like the pressure. Like,
pressure. Yeah. And then I'm going home. Now I've got to pray Dhuhr and Asr. And then I just feel like that's a cycle where your iman starts to get a little bit affected because not even that, you ain't neglected your prayer completely.
But you're prioritizing.
But you've prioritized irrelevant stuff. Yeah. Bro, when I'm dead, you lot are replacing me quickly. You get me?
You are nothing but a number, girl.
Just a number. Not even a number at this point. Not even a number at this point. I don't even put digits on it. Like, you're really nothing, for real. So anyway, when you have that as a cycle and your life is like that, you get to a point where you're like, okay, I need to just do extra. And I just remembered one time, look, I didn't even necessarily need the things that I also asked for, but I needed iman.
Of course.
So imagine I prayed tahajjud prayer for that time for iman. Like, I remember dedicating 2 rakah, sujood, I was chatting for time.
Love
and
that.
It was just for the sweetness of iman, like to remove the hardness from my heart. Because I just felt like, yo, there's something going on in this soul of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not feeling free up. Do you get it? I'm feeling a bit like congested. Yeah,
rigid.
Right now.
Yeah, like
I'm a bit heavy.
Exactly.
So I remember even after that too, and I'd done taslim, I was like, already, I was like,
felt better.
Like, I just felt better. I just felt like something just came off my body.
Oh, yeah, alhamdulillah.
It was weird. I said, you think I'm ending it here? No, sir, we got more rounds now. Wheel up the rounds now, yeah?
She goes, I'm writing my list for tahajjud.
So that's when I was like, okay, I kind of felt like I spent a lot of time like in that particular part of the prayer. So I was like, okay, now I'm moving on to like just things that I feel like I need right now or just wants and stuff like that. And I'm telling you, wallahi, after that, so I've finished my tahajjud, whatever, went to bed. And the thing is, I did go to sleep, woke up. You know when you're really sacrificing your prayer? Like, I sacrificed that. Mm-mm. I sacrificed, sorry, my sleep for this prayer. Mm. Went to bed. I think I didn't even have a proper sleep after that because it was close to Fajr time.
Of course.
Because I always try to pray in the last third of the night.
Mm. Oh, and then pray Fajr. And then
pray Fajr. And
sleep
then
for like
sleep
1 hour.
If you've got time. Yeah, depending on the time of the year.
Because the girls are waking you up.
Right. They up and active no matter what time they go to bed. Mm. So yeah, then the next, I'm talking about, it wasn't even a complete 24 hours because that day, so that afternoon, I must have had a message from a brand actually. Mm. It was from a brand and they just done a life-changing thing. Like, they messaged me. I was thinking, I was like, then I was at work as well. So I was like, hey, ring me around 4 because I finished work at 4. I'm talking 4:01. My phone's ringing. I was like, oh, hello.
They want me.
I didn't even drive my car. I got in my car. I sat in my car. And I just, after the call, I said, no way. No way.
I love this feeling.
Like, it was just mental. And I feel like, it was that night. Because there's me, my long piece of lashes online, right? I was in the kitchen, sat on my garden chair, because in my kitchen, I got like one garden chair, just in case there's guests. And you know when there's bare people and there's like no extra chairs?
Yeah.
So
I
got this garden chair, I sat in the garden chair, watched my curry goat was on the pot, right? Yeah. And I was thinking, I was just deep in what happened that day. So that's when I pulled up my camera and I was like, guys, let me tell you about tahajjud, because it hits different. And alhamdulillah, I've experienced so many more, like, tahajjud prayers coming through very promptly. And it's scary to me. I feel like it's quite scary because it's like, yo, we know that Allah can do what Allah can do.
But we didn't to the extent.
When it happens too quick, where you're like,
ah! When it happens to you though, when it happens to you as a person, you're
when
like,
it's a personal
what?
Thing and you're like, wait. Wow. And then like,
You're like, no way.
Yeah, you're just like, this can't be for real, for real. But nah, it's for real.
Anyway, listen, this question is, don't be telling me you're 40 years old now.
Am I? I'm nearly.
No.
Amina, you know Amina, one
you
thing,
look
yeah?
15.
One thing. Okay, wait, you know what? Let's just, okay, we need to say that in a nicer way because I feel like that just came off right out the bat, innit? Because sometimes.
No, I'm so sorry. It's been hitting
you know,
me.
You know what it is? I remember you did a TikTok video, yeah? Where you basically said you were some 38.
Yeah.
And I said, no way.
I mean, I don't believe this.
I'm 30. I'm 33.
I believe it, but I'm wait, like 30. I don't believe it, though. You're
I did
15.
Not believe it. I said, no, she's what? I thought
wait,
you were younger than me.
Wait, 15 or thinking
of it. Wallahi, so you don't look 15, but you look like you're 25,
I would have said
26.
Like, I would have said late 20s, early 30s, but I would never have thought 38. And then I started thinking,
no,
wait,
no,
she's
she doesn't
got,
even look early
she's
30s.
Got three kids. Got and then I started thinking about your life story.
I'm married for 9 years.
For 9 years. And then I was
10
like,
years this year.
And then I was like, okay, this makes sense, but it still cannot be 38. There's no way on earth.
Why?
Because we need to know the secret.
Like, you just look like Ahlul Jannah, baby girl. There's no way. 33 for life.
Babe, you're 33 for life.
33 for life.
No, wallah, that's a fact. Because I mean, when we ready to go, we 33.
We 33. But I would thought you were the same age as me or slightly younger.
So you're,
I'm just
wait,
saying.
So you're 30 and you're 33?
Yeah. Yeah.
All Why I'm saying think, is, yeah.
That's not what I thought.
It's because she's more mature than I am.
Not the mature.
Yeah.
No, but you both have a baby face. I'll be honest.
Oh,
it's given 25-ish.
She just called me old.
Yeah, just, you know, mature. Like, people just assume Holder's old because she's got the two kids. And do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's chubby. No,
it's because I'm
girl, bye, please.
Be honest.
Girl, bye. You've got a baby face, though. You've actually got a proper baby face. I wouldn't even think of 30. When you said you got two children, I was like, oh.
It's how you feel inside, anyway.
No, facts. Because I think I'll feel 21 for, like, another 10 years.
But yeah, I love that. I just love it. I love that. Representation.
I just want to know what's the secret, darling. What's the skincare?
No,
are you using retinol?
Not,
we need to know.
Not taking stress from your man.
Oh, have you got an almond mum?
An almond who?
Do you know what that is?
No, what's that?
Mom. Oh, an almond mum is like a health conscious mum.
Yeah, and you just have natural herbs and all of that.
No.
Oh.
I mean, we kind of, you get me, dibble dabbles and that.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of a
conspiring therapist.
She'd
be cooking beans and that.
And bone broth and all of that.
No.
CMOS, that's what Vegan. My mum's into.
No, we've got to love a CMOS, hello.
No, healthy.
No, get
they're
into
onto CMOS. Something when mum's just telling
no,
you.
No, but my mum, she's, to be honest, my mum used to be a gym instructor as well. So mum's really into her little, my dad's a, you get me, my
so
dad does a little something.
Like,
yeah, they're all the little, all of them things.
Yeah, I love
that. So,
Are you taking
what is it?
Are you taking collagen? Like, be honest.
No, but I actually don't. But, like,
because I can see the fine lines are developing now.
No, I've got my fine lines. I was thinking, I might have to get a little something in my forehead because.
No,
but I've seen the girlies are ironing it out. I was like, oh.
I've seen you with and without makeup. You've been very transparent on social media, and I still would never have thought that you were. The age that you are.
You know what? I've one of my closest friends is 10 years older than me and she looks about 20. But she's on a vegan thing.
Oh.
And I'm not gonna lie, they're onto a new, I don't know what's in the meat we're eating, but what they're eating is giving them youth.
Damn.
I love them about it.
Like, we're eating carcinogens, apparently. Red meat's got carcinogens in
glucose isn't good for you nor sugar.
No, but that's true because my life changed when I locked off sugar.
You locked off sugar?
I did it for like a good couple years of like no refined sugars, just natural sugars. But I did fall off and then I went back onto it because my thing, I used to be addicted. I was giving crackhead energy, nitty vibes. I'll be so. Me and a can of Coke.
Oh,
obviously,
dear.
Pre-boycott. Yeah,
pre-boycott
and that.
Yeah.
Before someone tries it.
Yeah. But, I've been seeing those TikToks and they're a bit scary, I'm not going to lie.
Yo, people are coming for me.
Whoa, there's one. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to talk about that.
No, tell me right now.
There's
that
one man on TikTok.
There's a man.
Coming for everyone.
Yeah, like, I don't want to laugh when I say it because it's people that I like.
It's people that I like.
Oh, I've heard, but I've not seen.
Yeah, he's just a bit of a, I don't know.
A big man. A man though.
A man, yeah.
Chatting about Gyal.
Okay, my God. Oh, icky,
yeah, don't do that. It's not looking good. It's not looking good. In the long run, it's not looking good.
But anyway, that was my question. I'm done. I'm done for the day.
And that's it. Wrap it up.
Take it. Listen, when's the book coming? When's the book coming? Last time we spoke to you.
So,
stories were hitting.
I know.
Okay. Oh my God.
So wait, let's introduce that properly. So the last time that me and Amina, as if we went out for coffee the other day, the last time that Amina was in the studio with us, she was discussing the fact that she was writing a book about her life because I don't know, some of you might already know, but Amina has got one of the most interesting lives
Stop it.
That you can imagine.
Popping.
Literally left
right turn.
Do you know
up,
what?
Down,
I feel
reverse.
Like everyone, no, everyone's it's got Easter. An interest in life, yeah? But I feel like just no one talks about it.
Yeah,
but I think because I spoke about it, I was like, what? Like,
no, because then when I compare mine, I'm like, no, my life was very dull. So, like, I'm also thinking that maybe general population are quite dull as well.
I'm done. Nah.
So, anyway, she'll talk about the book. And Amina, we want to know when's the book.
So, no, let me give you a lot of the tea on the book because people have asked. People still ask. I feel like once a week, I'll be right back to that video from like 2 years ago. So, what happened was I started to write my book.
Yeah.
After I released a story time on just like shenanigans that have happened previously, but it was in the middle of a move. So I was moving house, right? Now, I don't know about y'all, but don't move house because moving house is the ghetto.
Oh, is it really stressful?
Stress? Stress is an understatement. First of all, I only have to move from one bedroom. So I don't understand because we just need to order furniture to the yard. We don't even need to really move furniture like that.
Oh, okay.
But the house, the condition of the yard was so peak. Like we had to get the walls plastered. We basically had to like...
Got it.
Literally strip it back and redo. Like the house was in terrible condition. It took us about 4 or 5 months just to sort the house out to move in with 3 kids, right? I literally had to put that on hold. So I said, burn the book. Like who's got time to sit down on Microsoft Word?
Do fix up my arse.
Do an extracurricular activity.
I said, love it. And then obviously I'm still going to work, still got the children, still living, like, you know what I mean? Managing the two, da da da. Then when we did move in, I was like, okay, cool. Like now I can kind of, and then I realized life hit me because I was at my mum's this whole time. So now I'm in my own yard trying to pattern life,
lunch,
getting yourself into a routine in your house. I was like, oh, hell nah, this can wait, wait. Actually talking to this girl who's written books herself. Like she was actually, she worked as, I don't know what her actual role was, but she used to do like extra stuff in the school, especially with like GCSE kids and stuff like that. I spoke to her because I was just listening in on her convo one time and she's talking about, yeah, I've just written my book. I was like, ah!
So how you do that?
And the staff room, I took one seat next to her, I said, hey. So she was giving me the tea. She was just like, you can get like a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
There's like other avenues to kind of like help you if you feel, because I didn't realise as well how difficult it is to write a book. I think
you can
if
do
I
like
just...
audio.
Well, I've heard about that, but I feel like... That is a good idea, to be fair.
And then give it to someone and say, please turn this into...
Turn it into a book. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to do something like that because it just became... And then, now I'm fully involved in social media to the point where I locked off my job, guys.
So How did we forget to mention that?
I don't even have time anymore. But it's definitely something I really, really want to complete because it's just one of them ones where it's been years where I've been like, that is one thing on my list of goals. You know, like them lengthy goals that you can actually talk about out loud because you're like, I just want to write a book.
I want to be an author. Let's rewind a little bit to you. Because I remember the day that you said that you were quitting your job.
Yes.
And that you were going to do social media full time. Like, what was the motivation behind it? I know earlier you said, obviously, work was becoming a bit too much.
Yes.
You weren't able to prioritise.
So, a couple things. One of the main things, the beginning of that academic year when I knew, yo, I don't think I'm going to do another academic year because this is a bit peak, was the fact that obviously I'm a cover teacher. So as a cover teacher, we're covering teachers that are not in, right? Mm-hmm. So who's covering us when we're not in?
Can I just say you're a lit cover teacher?
Yeah. Hey, it was a vibe. Big up all my students. You get me? 7 years in the game, right? 2 years at one school, 5 years in the last. And it was like, no, that I would say, if I was to ever go back to a job, you know, some people leave their job and would never go back.
Yeah.
I would definitely go back to my old job because it was so rewarding. You're watching year sevens up to year 11 and then they're leaving.
Oh, but you were dealing with secondary.
Secondary school, yeah.
You're seeing the growth spurts. Like
growth spurt, hormonal changes, madness.
Oh my God.
You're with them throughout probably the most like important chapter of their lives in terms of like academic. So yeah, it's very, very rewarding job. But so what happened was I wanted to take obviously my daughter to nursery, her first day at nursery, right? And I'm like, oh, this is a bit awkward because who's going to give me permission?
Yeah.
I need to seek permission. That was that bit there troubled me. Totally, I had to now ask you, is it all right if I don't come in on this day because I want to take my daughter to nursery? And already I was getting like from my supervisor that I was getting like the vibes of like, everything's quite, like, you know, just the manic vibes.
Yeah.
And the energy was just rubbing off where it's like, oh, I can't even ask right now because it's a bit sticky.
Just, you know, when they're just like,
they're giving you subliminals. Over, they just know that you're going to ask something and they're just like, nah.
Busybody behavior.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, cool. So for me, that was awkward. But the fact that my husband had time off work to take her, it wasn't that deep. But for me as a mum, it's like I kind of felt like, but I really want to be there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but also like it's not nice to feel like you can't ask. Like, do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, but it was just the vibe. Like the vibe was not vibes in. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, so I'm in work. I'm covering a lesson as per. And one of the women who were part of the department had come in just to check that the cover work was there and everything was fine, as they do. And she was like, oh, do you know why she's not in? I was like, nah, because I never know no one's business anyway. Like, I don't ask. I just do my thing, innit?
Yeah.
So, the woman was like, yeah, she's taking her son to the Shree birthday.
Ah.
I was instant fumation. Oh my God. I don't even know if fumation is a word, but it's a fumation is a word
fumation
now.
Fumation is a word today.
Vex. Because I thought, I was like, oh, really? Great. And I thought, what? I took up my phone on the side. I was texting in the group chat. And my phone could, I can't believe. Because I couldn't believe that. I'm sitting here.
Literally.
First of all, with these reckless children that I've got a pattern every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And you're off because you're taking your child to nursery. And I'm here. And I didn't take my child to nursery.
That's not nice.
No. Right, and it was more of the anxiety of having that conversation with them because of the vibe of the way they were moving at that time.
But they made me feel awkward.
Yeah, they didn't make it comfortable.
It wasn't comfortable,
so
I was like, "Oh my days!" And then that was strike one. I said, "Nasa, strike." There was bare strikes, obviously, in between that. But then the strike that got me the last strike when I actually this is the day when I actually roped up my notice. I said, "Yeah, today's the day. Y'all ain't gonna see me again," because a friend of mine's brother passed away. And it was the, you know how obviously Islamically we do that janazah ASAP, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's literally dropped me a message, yo, the janazah's tomorrow.
Awesome.
Bear in mind.
Don't tell me.
No. Bear in mind, today I've woken up with a whole ant infestation in the yard. I don't know if you lot ever saw the...
I feel like I remember this. Why do I feel like I remember this?
You saw it. Yeah, you definitely saw it. Okay. So what happened was the night before. So I've just when I tell you I bleached the yard, I've cleaned up my house. Everything's spick and span, especially when you know you're for the week. You're gonna be busy. You've got the school, right? You've got everything. So I've done a big deep clean downstairs.
Yeah.
I've gone to bed. I've woken. My husband was on night shift.
Mm-hmm.
He's come in and all I hear is like going in, like that's woken me up. Imagine I almost overslept because if he didn't come in at that time,
yeah.
I should have been up already, basically. Yeah. So he's come busting the door. I'm hearing, I mean, and I've literally, you know, when you get up and get out of the bed and move at the same time
without registering,
with no registration of nothing, all you hear is your name and it sounds like a crisis, right?
Yeah.
So I've run down the stairs, like I'm eyes half open, like I'm discombobs. I've run down the stairs. There's ants, like the ants were everywhere. I'm talking about even right now, I feel the itch coming where my cream floor was just like black dots.
No,
everywhere. The whole colony from the outside.
Who left the sugar
was in the yard. Do you know what? No. There's one, the tiniest little, and it was one of them ones where the time of the year was, it was super humid outside. Yeah. You know where you can't sleep unless the fan is on your skin because the humidity is that.
Yeah. Oh.
So the humidity is why they attempted to come in the house anyway. And I had the tiniest minute.
At least it was gap. The small ones.
What do you mean small ones? Is there different sizes of these things?
There's three stages of ants, very quickly, yeah. There's what? The tiny ones that you see every day. Then in the summer, they get a little bit bigger. And then the final stage is when they have wings.
Oh, those, they can love it because you see when they start flying
wait,
at me.
What ants have wings?
No, you don't know about the flying ants. I thought there was just a two stage, I didn't know there was a three
stage.
There's three.
What, in the UK?
In this Britain.
The middle stage is like just before they get wings.
What, not a hot country?
No, this, when this is a hot country, they want to come.
There's flying ants.
Right.
Do they bite?
I didn't even know cockroaches could fly until I was in the Caribbean.
No, you saw a flying cockroach.
You didn't know they fly?
No, because I've always just seen them stationary in the toilet.
They don't fly.
No.
They don't die either.
No. But in the Caribbean, why did the cockroach fly at me? It flew at me.
I would catch a plane and leave.
No, that's my worst. I would catch a plane and leave. I'm so sorry, like I can't. You know, like I used to get scared when they moved a little. So imagine them flying towards you.
No, they would. They can live
back to
through nuclear.
No.
Back to the
story. So I've run down the stairs and the ants have just taken over. By my front door, we've got our basket for the shoes. You get me? When you got guests, just dash your shoes in there. Da da da. They're weaving all in and out of the shoes. They're on the little mantelpiece underneath my good mirror.
No.
Yeah, everything's fresh, brand new as well. Fresh furniture. Like the ants have taken over the yard. The kitchen, by the bin that I've literally like tied to take out the next day, they've just like, obviously they're like around the bin, but they can't get in the bin.
Yeah, yeah, they're just
there's
huddled.
Nothing, there's nothing even there for it to come. There's nothing sweet out. There's nothing. They were just en route to take over. They were coming to take over the yard. They were moving into the yard.
This is a sign.
Listen. Sign?
Do you think they're protecting you from something?
Protecting me? I thought it was evil eye at one point.
That's what I thought.
Because how are you pulling up like this?
No, but you know, ants are supposed to,
so many
ants are supposed to be like positive insects.
No. It's not positive.
Why do you know so much about ants, Colin?
No, because ants, you know, ants, they work together. They're a community. They build things together.
Yeah, they need to work as a community outside. Because who invited you in? Yeah, you're not pulling up in my yard. So anyway, I've run instantly because I'm like, oh my gosh, they're like me and ants anyway, because the itch just starts to take over. You start feeling like you got nits. So I've run back upstairs to get my shoes, because the other shoes that's not getting,
they've been taken
I'm not
over.
Even brushing them off. That's not happening. So I've run back upstairs. I've gone into my room, literally just whatever box of trainers was just there, got my trainers out, put them on. And as I'm putting them on.
Stomping?
No. What do you mean stomping?
I thought you were trying to kill the ants.
No. You know what I've done? You know when you're just like, zoned out for 2 seconds because you're like, I can't believe there's all them ants. How am I going to deal with it? I'm trying to think ahead. What am I going to do? What are we going to ring? Like, it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
My peripheral collected the tiny movements on my carpet in my hallway. The ants are upstairs.
The
ants got in the yard. They came. So that means that when I just ran down them stairs, I trampled on bears.
So you've seen them in the kitchen.
I've just seen them all in the hallway by the door, all up in the kitchen, right? And not realizing they've also come up all my stairs. Turned right in the hallway. Turned right again because that's how my thing's set.
Yeah.
And it was on its way to my bedroom. Are you dumb?
This is giving
line,
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Listen, I've never seen this amount of ants in my life of being alive.
So what happened?
Quickly.
How'd you get rid of it? You got rid of it?
I was on the phone to ant. I typed in
ant infestation,
and I'm calling everyone. Now, there it was, obviously, this is emergency hours, yeah?
Yeah.
The man said to me, I'm sorry, love, I can't get to you. We've got so many calls because it's the humidity. That's how he's telling me about the vibe, isn't it? Because I'm thinking, yo, my yard's clean. Listen to me. My yard's clean. So I don't understand how they came, why they came, why they're here, how they're getting here.
I'm not dying.
Right? And then he's like, no, it's the humidity. So they're trying to get, if they can get in, they'll get in.
Oh, they're trying to shade themselves.
Because it's too hot.
I told you they're clever.
Yeah, they're too. They need to allow the cleverness. They can't be that smart. I'm so sorry because we're not doing that. We're not doing it. So then we actually called this other guy. I'm not going to lie. The man sounds so unserious, but we said, yeah, come. Just come. So he came. He said he's going to, they'd like smoke your house out. Like they basically treat it like, because this was a whole new level. I've gone downstairs. I've got the paprika. Was it cayenne pepper? Something. Some type of spice. Went online. Had to. What's going on? Because they're upstairs.
The children are in bed. Down.
The children are in bed in their
children,
room.
The children, I forgot.
The children are in bed. I didn't even touch. I didn't even wake them up yet. I leave them.
Yeah.
And I went and sprinkled the stuff by my door so it doesn't come in. By the bar, all the bedrooms, basically, so that they enter the bedrooms.
Because it's like a barrier. The carpet's not white.
No, the carpet, it was like, my carpet is like a, that middle biscuity brown.
Oh,
that's why I didn't clock them, because they were blending in with the carpet.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Unless you focus and then you just see, like I even have to give you sound effect. Like, it was a lot. So that's gone on. So you can imagine it's like now 7:30. We're waiting for this man to come to come and sort it out.
And they didn't
then he
you.
Said we have to leave the house for 6 hours because they're gonna fumigate and we can't be in there. Blah blah blah. When you come back, everything will be still, everything will be dead, it's fine, then you just clean them up. And I was like, cool.
Okay.
So I've collected my, I've picked them up out of their sleep, like stay in your pajamas. I've just put them on the toilet, go wee, and then get them in the car, go to my mum's, yeah? So
it's like a rescue mission. What,
yeah, all I did was
don't
ring
tell
work.
Me this works,
nah,
said.
I called work, because I left them, because I was so early, I've left the message, as you do anyway, yeah? So I'm like, hey, give them my whole name, my everything, right? All my initials, all of that. So no one can, don't ring me back. I'm not coming into work. One, ant infestation is really bad. I'll keep you, like, I'll probably be in tomorrow. If not, da 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 da. Why is this woman ringing me? I'm seeing my school ringing me like a couple hours in. So it's coming up to afternoon. They're ringing me.
That's not nice. Saying what? Come in.
Hi, Amina. We just wanted to know if you'll be in for the afternoon.
No, that's taking.
No, you're taking.
I'm like, did you not hear my thing? I said, I'm not talking about I have a couple ants in the yard and now because I'm scared of bugs, like it's a that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a whole, they came upstairs in numbers. The whole army, the whole colony is in the house. Shading. Do you want me to take pictures? Should I send you pictures and videos? No, no, no. I do believe you.
It's the no, no, no.
Yeah, no, no, no. Oh, I do believe you. Triggering. But, you know, we just need to know when you're going to be in. I said, I'm in my pyjamas at my mum's with my children.
I'm in an unsafe environment.
Right? I can't enter my yard for 6 hours. So
I'm not coming in.
All right. Well, we will have to make sure that you're in tomorrow. Bear in mind that night, I get a message from my friend to say, my brother's janaz is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right? So this is where it was like, it's the anxiety. Yeah. You know what it is? Because when people... When people ringing off my phone, you're ringing off my phone on some crud.
I just know how you're feeling.
You know that moment?
It's awful.
And then you're like, oh my days. So now I'm trying to get everyone's opinion. Like,
how do I pattern 2 days off?
Yeah, because if the thing is about me, you know what? I'm scared for how I'm going to get if I have to get there.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
So sometimes I'm like, I don't want to have that conversation. It's like, you know, if your friend does something outrageous and you think, I'm not going to say nothing because if I hear the response I don't want to hear, the friendships lock off. Yeah. Right. And it's just going to be long. So I'm always thinking, like, I don't want to come out of character here because if I was to not come in and then I hear the foolishness on my phone, I will lose my job. Yeah. It's not even about leaving. Yeah. I'm going to lose it.
I'm coming out of character.
I'm coming out of character. Y'all going to play with me. Don't play with me.
Y'all going to lose
So anyway, so I must have gone into work the next day and I'm at work and I was just vexed that I was at work because it was like...
If they were a nice midday...
Yeah, if they were approachable...
Take a couple of days off and come back when you're ready. That's usually the...
So yeah, it was just the timing of everything was just so crazy. And then, but for me, it was just like the fact that because I feel like I'm quite a strong and very forward person. Mm. So for me to have that level of anxiety that I can't say, guys, this is what's going on. I need to do this. And another thing as well I didn't want to hear was like, oh, but it's your friend's brother. Like, it's not even your friend, like, directly. You know, like that. You know when people come... This is what I'm saying. So I was just like...
justify that.
Right. So in my head, I was just like, do you know what? Let me just allow it. And... You get me? Just send my condolences, da, 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 da. Like, and it's far as well. So it's not even like, it's not a local thing. I was going to go do the journey because you have to, you know what I mean? If you can go to someone's janaza, you definitely should. But yeah, that's basically what happened. And that I'm at work, Vex, wrote my thing.
Good, that's why.
Because I said, you know what?
It's the best thing.
I'm not here for working for people in this dunya.
No. And now you're happy.
And now I'm free.
I'm blessed.
Up. Free up now.
I mean, how does it feel like just being your own boss?
Do you know what? Definitely underestimated the fact that you have to be so on job with patterning your own routine. There's no one to tell you, oh, you got to be at work at this time. Mm-mm. I have to set my own work schedule. Everything has a timetable. I'm talking about even my washing. Mm. My washing of my clothes don't happen.
Like
once a week. I don't put nothing in that washing machine other than that once a week.
Yeah.
Like, that is all. Folding clothes every other week.
Yeah.
Folding clothes.
I hate doing laundry altogether, I'll be honest.
Listen, podcasts, this is why I tune into you. You get me? When I'm there, I tune in, I prop up my thing, and I'm like, right, let's get all these clothes away.
Stuff is done.
That's it. And you don't even think about it because you're so invested in what you lot are chatting about. So I'm like, yeah.
Listen, let me ask you a question, yeah? As a mother living in the West, girl, how are you navigating teaching your kids about Islam?
Well,
like, I'm struggling.
Do you know
what's your advice?
It's about not navigating. I know this is going to sound so weird, but
what had happened was
when I realized that you don't need to do too much is when with my middle child, Inaya, when she was at nursery, they had, you know how they like take photos and like write in a little like scrapbook kind of thing of all the things that they're doing? Mm. So they had a picture of her doing sujood on a prayer mat, yeah? Oh. And it wasn't even a prayer mat. It was just had the pattern that looked like a prayer mat.
Yeah.
So she associated it with a prayer mat and she was praying.
Oh, bless her.
So she's doing that at nursery. They even wrote it on her little thing like, oh, Inaya was praying at nursery. So
it's when she's seeing at home though.
Well, this is it. And then
she
I was like, I did that. Oh my days. And obviously they didn't like just pull me to the side or nothing. They just put it in her thing like normal, like it's something that she did today. Done. So when I'm going through her whole thing with the like a little parents evening kind of thing.
Yeah.
We got to that page and I was like, wait, is she? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, oh my days. Because I didn't even know, I've never really clocked her doing that sort of action unless we're actually praying. Yeah. I've never seen her do it like by herself. Mm. So then I kind of realized the blueprint, which even how I learned, even like wearing hijab, like my mum and my dad are reverts. Mm. Even just going through that cycle, it's not necessarily about like formally telling them do this, that, no. and the third. It's just about how you move. Mm. So when your children are humming to Surah Fatiha because you're playing it in the car on the way to Asda, and you're like, right, you lot know this pattern. Mm. And then you're like, oh. And then when you're reciting and then they're catching on and you can hear them dibble dabble in it and then they Ameen at the same time as the Ameen.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
You're getting it.
Then I realize it's not necessarily about making it so formal.
Yeah.
The most informal ways are the way forward. So on the way to school, we pray. I play the last 10 surahs on repeat. And these lot know the whole lot now.
Oh,
they
I
just know
that.
It just from
that's
listening. Because think about this. I scroll through TikTok. There'll be a song that I've never heard the full song, but that piece that everyone's
written.
Yeah,
I know
the song,
it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So think about it like that. It's just because you hear it often. Yo, if you just, when they're painting, you just play things in the background.
So
and now,
smart.
Alhamdulillah, like they know surahs that we've not actually physically taught them. Like we've not actually taught them, but they know surahs and they know how to pray. And it's also like when my kids are like, oh, I want to wear hijab. Like, and they'll cry because, oh, I want to wear it.
Right.
And I'm like,
all right then,
do your thing then, sis. And I just make everything very chill. And it's very normalized. Yeah.
Yeah,
nothing so formal, because formal they start thinking, oh,
yeah. And if it's forced as well, they'll be like, oh no, I don't want to do that.
Right, the rebellious side comes out.
Yeah.
So I'll tell a child to eat their dinner.
I feel like with kids, I feel like they listen by like looking at things. Like it's like they listen with their
eyes. Visual learners.
Do you know what I mean?
No, it's true.
Instead of like listening with their ears. They do what
even
you
even like
the
little reckless kids in school, you know that came from home. Like that's not that they weren't born that way. Like all of these behaviors are from what they see or what they see often. So it's important, like how you move around them is, especially when they're young anyway. I feel like when they get to seven, so like now Rakea, she's seven and we're more active in saying to her like, oh, do this, try that, like, and we have conversations, but she can also have that conversation back because the verbalness is there.
Yeah,
we can have that dialect, we can, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can.
But before that, I'm not chatting to you lot, I'll be honest, I'm not chatting to none of you, right? But you just watch what I'm doing, and that's it. They learn by
watching what you're doing.
That's it. And just normalizing everything.
No, I love that. How did you feel when you saw the picture of Anaya praying?
I was like, you know that happy shock?
Yeah. Oh.
Where you're like, oh my gosh.
It's
yeah,
really
like,
working.
But I didn't even know, because like, I wasn't even aware that they were really collecting information like that, where when they see something that looks similar, they automatically associate. So she automatically associated this little rug just because of the like Aztec design on it with a prayer mat. And then there was her doing
so
a little
cute
prayer. I was like, oh, watch her.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I'll definitely say like to navigate it,
Just really chill out.
Because all the things in this like regular Western worldly life, it's just in our face. No one actually talks about it. Like everything's just in your face. Music is in your face. No one actually says, right, let's put on music. Music's in the shop. It's just everywhere.
Like, yeah,
everything just
everywhere
happens. So normalize it in your own house. Like
that's so true. Honestly, the devil is everywhere. Now we've got to make sure that.
Trust me.
You know.
Listen, what advice are you giving to girlies in their early 20s?
The advice I'm giving to the girls is, firstly, the advice I'm giving to the girlies is don't look for man. Mm. Period. Don't look for man. Tick. And number two, get selfish from now.
Ooh.
Get in your selfish bag.
Like selfish with their
time,
energy,
your
dream. Absolutely everything. When I say selfish, because people always have selfishness as a negative connotation, it's not. Hello, the reason why you can make moves or reach goals, hit targets, is because you've got to be in your selfish bag.
Mm.
You have to say, look, I'm first. I need to prioritize me. I'm not going to lie. I'm a mother of three and I'm selfish.
Mm.
Like, I need to make sure that I'm good with my self-care and all that kind of stuff, so I can show up as the version that I need for my children.
Version.
Right. And for my husband. Do you know what I mean? My upper look good.
To me.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, even that, if you don't go and take these damn children out to the park, I've got things to do. I've got to wash my hair, I've got a deep condition. Yeah. Right? Selfish. I've been doing you lot all week. Give me a break. Get out of my face.
I need my me time.
That's it. And I feel like you need to get into your selfish bag. Do that from early. Don't wait until you're later on in life. And then you're like, yeah, let me try and work it out. Let me now start. No. Yeah. And you'll be so surprised as well when you're so invested in yourself and you don't even realise that your man next minute you're getting married.
He just pop up.
He just be popping up. Like, you don't know who he is, but you were so invested in you,
yeah,
focusing on you, doing you. You know your rights Islamically.
Yeah. But you know what jumps into that, though? I feel like, and I think you can attest to this. When I was in my 20s, being in my selfish bag was like me going out, me doing dumb shit. Mm-hmm. Like me, do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm, I was just trying to, I think my idea of figuring myself out was like, I didn't have Muslim women to like give me influence. Like, come on, we just had our aunties and that,
yeah,
do you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, we're just
like, I didn't have young girls to be like, or like 30-year-olds to be like to me, listen, like, you need to do this in your 20s. So like, my idea of girls in their 20s now, like, you gotta wake up, boy. Like, and it's not just selfish with yourself, but like selfish with your deen. Like,
go
learn that Arabic. Go memorize that Quran now. Because when you have kids,
you're not gonna have time.
When you got that career and that work, and you just got married, you ain't gonna have
time. But even that, you're not gonna be with your children for the rest of, like, for your whole life. Like, there's gonna come a point where you're either gonna lose them or they're gonna lose you.
Yeah.
Right. Oh God, so that already is a thing where it's like, you really have to know your stuff. Think about what's gonna intercede for you when you're dead.
Oh, the kids.
So you're gonna make sure, how am I supposed to teach my children how to read the Quran and I can't read it?
Yeah.
Or be an example for them in terms of like how I move in terms of reading it, or even like them listening to me recite when it's a surah that needs to be prayed out loud.
Yeah.
They are watching you. So they are also gonna be learning from you. They're gonna be the ones to make dua for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So pattern your stuff. But even before children, making sure that you understand yourself and understand what you're supposed to be doing Islamically. Like, everyone falls short, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the reason why online, I purposely show how to make things modest. Not Islamically modest. People decide to jump on that there. And I'm clever with my words. Like, yeah. I'm not going to say, right, guys, this is how you're going to make it. No, we know Islamically modest. Yo, take your makeup off.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw on your abaya. Put your jilbab on. And that's the certy one. Do you get it? Right? We're all trying our best. We'll get there, inshallah, when it comes to that part. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Inshallah. But in terms of a sister who's been struggling with dress code, a sister who's been, and you know what,
small steps,
and not even just the baby steps, the fact that it's not financially possible for us to just throw everything in the bin and start and build your whole in 24 hours. It's just not.
It's not gonna happen.
There are ways that you can wear what you're wearing currently without having to throw it in the bin,
and
but switch
so
it up
well,
and do it slowly so that it becomes something that becomes part of your life. I always tell people that just become Muslim yesterday, 24 hours ago, yo, I'm not gonna lie, don't make a drastic change to what you look like, your appearance.
Like, don't throw everything away.
No, don't do that. Because you have to progressively do this. Like,
consistency.
Right? Do things slowly and it becomes part. Children don't just come out the womb and they can go toilet.
Exactly.
They have to be trained. Like, everything has to be trained. Like, no matter what journey, whether it be gym, whether it be absolutely anything in your life, has to be a consistent progress. So when it comes to you and your wardrobe, yeah, you can even be born Muslim and just right now you're off the rails. Like, the way you dress is not Islamically at all. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Like, nothing is modest. Okay, cool. But let's focus on what you do have.
Yeah.
Flip that and build your comfort in your transition,
like,
and it will be something that becomes permanent. Your end result is, your intention is what is
yeah,
the main
yeah.
thing.
The
your intention
tools.
Is to get there.
Yeah.
So
Allah can,
that's
Allah
it.
Guides. And can guide you to
listen.
Wear something modest, even modester. But you know what's even great? It's the fact that if you can go from trousers to a skirt, That's a one-up.
Yeah, because some people, listen, I never used to like dresses, you know. Hey, let me tell you about me.
Really?
I was a tomboy, used to play football in my dress. I said, Mum, what is this? What's going on here? I was outside playing World Cup singles in my dress.
You're joking.
Tuck it in. I put leggings on underneath and tuck it in. And I was with a man then playing football.
Did you go through that via tucking base?
You know what? I never even used to like a buy, I'll be so real. Because I was like, that's a dress.
No way.
You just hated anything flowy and girly I was like, and feminine.
And look at you now, bedazzled.
Now look at me with my little extraness. Yeah. It's giving Eve Mubarak.
The Swarovski crystal.
Diamonds.
But
on
no,
my head.
I never. And I feel like as well. So even my family, they'll see whatever antics I'm getting up to online, and they're like, Amina, it's so funny because people think that this is your content. This is your content creation. This is really you. Because yeah. Back in the day, I'd be like, if when I got to that point of like loving my little skin out stuff, even though I'd never be on the main road with it, skin out, I like what I like. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
So everyone I was like, okay, yeah.
That's it. So it's just about, listen, man, the dunya is not, it never has to be that serious.
No.
But as long as you mentally are on a serious journey and your end result will look like this, that, and the third, then however you get there, you get there. And right now, we're all on the same train.
And we're good.
We all are.
And I can't stand when people say, oh my gosh, stop talking about things being a journey. No, because we're here as travellers. Hello?
Yeah, it is a journey.
It's a full
on. In a physical sense, it's a journey.
This ain't my final destination, love.
Right. The person that you saw me 24 hours ago is not me now. I'm evolving.
I'm evolving.
Baby.
I'm just a girl.
Oh, listen. I'm just a girl.
What was I going to say? What advice would you give to the girls in their 30s?
It's not too late.
Oh,
it's not too late, because you know what now. Because obviously where I got married okay, 10 years ago is different now, because the man them is not really man them in the way the man them used to man them, right? Okay. So, and I'm just hearing it from the girls, that the girls are giving me the tea. They're like, Amina, I'm going on dating apps, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And I'm like, oh really, y'all ain't just going to the mosque? And they're like, because obviously that's how I met my husband, isn't it? Outside the mosque, right? I wasn't even meant to be there that day as well. This is what I'm saying, Qadr of Allah. Like,
oh my God.
Qadr of Allah.
Wait, like, quick story. Just throw a little
joke. Oh, like how we met?
Yeah.
I was with my, we're not close anymore, but my good sis, right? Mm-hmm. So me and her, we went to a talk at Al Muntada Masjid, Fulham, yeah?
Yeah.
So anyway, this was the first time I've gone to that masjid as well. So we're in the women's section or whatever, listening to the talk. I'm playing with the little kids, you know, as you do, right? And she got a message. No, she had to go and give something to her brother. Her brother was obviously in the men's section. So she was like, oh, do you want to come? Like, I'm going to quickly. And to be honest, we were sat there for so long and it's all cramped and everything. I was just thought, you know, for me, it's going for the walk. It was like, yeah, come. Yeah. And where the women's section was, because it was quite a big talk in terms of like, I think someone flew in. They actually had us like, you have to really go out and round. It wasn't in actually the main building.
Oh,
I think they streamed it. Yeah. I think they streamed it in like another section that's like connected to the mosque.
Oh, I remember. It was like in a different section. Yes. And then the men's section was like here.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, we probably were at the same damn talk.
Probably.
So anyway, so we've gone and we just like round the corner from the men's section. She's just messaged her brother to come out.
Yeah.
And her brother came out with my now husband.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? So like that's basically like how it kind of, I'm not gonna lie, y'all, I gave the one look, like the one like, just the one, you get me? Just the one. I just had to lock the eye real quick, if you blink, that's it. But yeah, and then we was in a group chat. You know what's so funny? Because when we went back to the women's section, her brother must obviously messaged my friend to be like, oh, is your friend married? Da, da, da. Like, I'm just asking for my friend that I was with. Da, da, da.
So he was interested.
Yeah, that's it. Obviously, Lengers. Do you get it? Yeah, Lengers United. Right, that.
Kalina, 10 years ago. Right.
Can you imagine? So, that's basically what happened. And then it was so funny because obviously my friend and her brother, we didn't really know how the pattern is them times as well. I feel like people, and he's a revert. We didn't really know the pattern. So they just added us into a group chat, so we're all in one group chat. So it was more like they were like our mahram in a way, because they were like, we're not just gonna be like exchange number, like we don't do them things. And that's another thing people don't talk about, like how do you meet someone and actually manage to keep it halal kind of thing.
But it's difficult though, there's so many ways and people are trying. I think there's like loads of ways and people are trying to keep it halal, but it's not easy.
Someone
said the other day they did a WhatsApp call with their brother, so the brother was in the WhatsApp group and they were just chatting.
Do you know what? That's good though. That's good, because
that's
when he came to my house, obviously we was allowed to like sit, chat, banter, whatever, but doors open, everyone can come in and out. So all my brothers were like in and out and all that kind of stuff. So it was still nice that we can get to know in real life, like properly. So that's just, and I guess that's just making it up, because no one really has like a, there's no certain way in it.
Nah.
But as long as you like try to keep it as much as halal as you
and
can.
And look, it's been 9 years.
I know, nearly
3 baby
years.
Girls.
Oh my gosh.
Love you guys. You going on a little nice holiday? 10-year mark.
Do you know what's so funny? Because I'm trying to get flights for real.
What I'm trying to say.
If you see me on holiday with someone else, you know my husband wasn't on it because he's just. Yeah, one
you
thing
need
about,
to celebrate your 10 years.
One thing about my man, if he ain't gonna do it, I'ma still do it.
Yeah,
period.
I love that.
Listen,
love
don't that play with me.
I mean, you should.
No, ten for years. Real. 10 whole years. God. I'm like, you really stuck with me for this long? I'm like,
why wouldn't he? Oh,
are you
so that?
I'm outrageous, you know. Some days I actually plan my arguments, I'll be honest. No, but do you know what I mean? I feel like all of us do it. We go through
got
it.
Spice yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, it's been a bit boring. It's been a couple of weeks.
Let's add some
sprinkles. Yeah, I'll just be jarring. And then I'm just like, yeah, great. Successful. Three days of no talking. I'm joking.
I want to be your friend now.
Oh, my God. What do you want to promote? What do you want to promote? We've got
do
last
you know
5
what?
Minutes.
Okay,
last
so
4 minutes.
Your girl has decided to just dip in the YouTube scene.
Yeah, and I've been watching.
I dipped in the YouTube.
Entertaining.
I'm so happy for you.
I need to get back into my consistent bag with it though, because who told me to quit my job and then add another job? Because now I'm like, oh, the balance is difficult. Yeah, but you know what? I'm trying.
Inshallah.
So yeah, just really kind of get me on the YouTube. Subscribe. Subscribe.
Guys, if run. You don't subscribe to Amina Roche after we drop this episode, after you get
we're
this
doing.
Far.
We're doing.
Yeah, we're not releasing any more episodes.
I'm done. She said, lucky tough.
We're done.
No, but for real. Yeah, mainly YouTube. I feel like if you clicked on this video, hopefully they've come across me on TikTok, Instagram.
Yeah.
But
the
YouTube.
Girls, the girls know you.
The girlies.
They know you.
They be knowing you.
Do you know what? It's not. I just love the community that we're building online. Like,
yeah, so nice.
And then when it transfers into real life and you bump into them, like, it's wholesome.
So yeah, it's really nice.
So, alhamdulillah, it's nice. But girls, listen. Hello, so you nice. Lot at the Black Oud Iftar the other day. Listen, that was serious.
And Black Oud, very nice.
Very nice.
I gave that to my husband. I said,
you said Eid gifts here.
That's you. Now remember, I gave you some.
Right, with the whole gift box and everything.
Can I ask you a question? Are you going to be hosting Black Oud's Iftar event next year? Is this going to be like an ongoing thing?
Do you know what? We did it last year.
Yeah, and I thought that was quite a success.
Yeah, and we're not really sure. I know me on a personal thing. Next to be honest, no, you know what it is? No, you know, let me tell you something. I'll be honest, right? You see, Ramadan, this year I had planned to not leave my house and just get straight into like Deen. So it's a bit of a sticky one. I don't know if I will be the one to be hosting the next one with Black Oud.
Come on, it could be a continuous thing. I think it should be Maya Jama's Halloween party.
It kind of needs to not be in Ramadan.
Because
I really need to just to get it like.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Deen over
dunya. It's like the last 10 days.
I think that was a bit tricky, I'm not gonna lie.
We have to think about that.
But
like,
you know
we
what?
Support you.
I think you could definitely do a continuous thing and it doesn't necessarily have to be iftar based. It can be any other like theme.
Yeah, kind of outside of it or maybe like you're saying Eid or something. But you know what? The vibes were vibesing differently
it was
just amazing. So. We've done it twice now and the second one completely smashed the first one out the water. And the first one was lit already. Wow. So, you know what? Inshallah, we'll see what happens. You get me? Y'all just got to stay tuned. And then kind of just see what's going on.
We love that. Thank you so much, Amina Roche.
Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. We bloody enjoyed having you.
It was fun. Thanks so much for having me. Love.
Love ya.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Oh my God, we're back with episodes, guys. We hope you enjoyed the Ramadan series. What else am I going to say? Subscribe to the YouTube. Make sure that you are following the podcast.
Yeah. Did we forget who we are?
On TikTok and Instagram. I forgot how to do this. Oh my God. This
and if you're streaming on audio, it makes you look right. Give you a little review.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
Hello.
She listens. What Amina said.
And don't forget to subscribe to Amina's brand new YouTube channel.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Take care.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.